This is John Batchelor, conversation on Hotel Mars with Harold Connolly, mission sample scientist for two probes of asteroids, returning samples, Ryugu and Bennu. Here we speak of Bennu and why it is that the carbonaceous chondritic material is not commonplace on the samples we have on Earth. And the way to solve that was to go to Bennu and take a sample, looking for what is generally understood as prebiotic life, that is, the conditions that are conducive to life creation as we understand it. Heat, water, and rock for food in an asteroid. Possible. Here's Harold Connolly to explain why the population of really good asteroids is not commonplace on Earth. In Antarctica, for example, where we find a lot of meteorites plunged into the ice for tens of thousands of years. More of this later tonight on Hotel Mars.
Yeah, that's a great question. So Bennu, like Ryugu, is a carbonaceous chondritic-like asteroid. And those are clearly underrepresented in our collections here on Earth. We have carbonaceous asteroid parts or bits, which we call meteorites. But in the asteroid belt itself, they are underrepresented. And we now know that the material most likely doesn't survive very well going through our atmosphere from these two missions, OSIRIS-REx and Hayabusa 2. And therefore, that may be another reason why they're underrepresented on Earth. There are other kinds of chondrites and meteorites that we find on Earth in more abundance. But those are not the ones that are rich in prebiotic compounds, for example.